This episode of Nature of Things was originally aired December 12, 1991.
I was driving through the heart of Skinny Atlas last week. You know, that part with all the impressive houses. It was about 6:15 a.m., and I was on my way to Ithaca. I was probably thinking more about breakfast and what I was going to be doing in Ithaca than I was about traffic. A movement at the curb caught my eye, and I looked to see an opossum about to make the fatal mistake of sallying forth into the road directly in my path. Fortunately, after one awkward step, the opossum did a 180-degree turn and headed back to the curb. It was one of the quickest and most directed moves I've ever seen an opossum make. Safe for the time being, but not out of the woods, so to speak. Anyone who drives much realizes a couple of things about these ungainly creatures. One is that the slow gait of the opossum makes it especially vulnerable to traffic. And the second is that the number of road kills around here indicates a high population at present. I can remember when possums were so rare that many people didn't even believe me when I told them I'd seen one on a snowy day just preceding the start of World War II. Since then, things have changed. The opossum has found a place for itself in these northern haunts, even though it is at best marginally equipped for the rigors of our winters. Naked ears and tail are vulnerable to frostbite, and frostbite is almost an occupational hazard to the northern possum. The possum's basic strategy for winter is to create a snug retreat, usually lined with leaves, where it sleeps out as much of any cold snap as it can. Still, the opossum is not a hibernator. It has to eat regularly, and after a week or 10 days of sleeping, it apparently has to search for food. It's not unusual to see fresh possum tracks in the snow during the coldest weather. As a matter of fact, most of my daylight meetings with opossums have been in winter. In none of those winter meetings did the animal ever play possum, feign death. Instead, they manifested a sort of confused and cantankerous personality, the dingbat of wild animals. Opossums usually seem tentative and undirected during those daytime meetings, hissing, shuffling, and showing that remarkable set of teeth, 20 more than any of the rest of us can boast. One wag has claimed the opossum has a tooth for every food choice of its cosmopolitan palate. It does eat almost everything. Fruit and vegetable matter makes up only 10 to 15% of the total diet. The reason the opossum is so little known is that it prefers moonlight to sunlight. I don't know what brings them out during the daylight hours. I guess the most interesting and unusual thing about the opossum is its mode of reproduction. It is a marsupial, which, like the kangaroo and the koala, nurtures its young in a special pouch. The gestation period is less than 2 weeks, and the young when born are tiny and look, as one of my college professors used to say, like abortions. These pea-bean-sized, blind, naked, distorted-looking blobs of flesh and bone have to find their way unaided through the stomach fur of the mother to the pouch. Once attached to a nipple, the surviving young grow rapidly, leaving the pouch first after about 2 months. They will nurse regularly for the next month before being weaned. By this time, the litter has been reduced from over a dozen at birth to about half that number. Opossums are said to have two litters in the land of the persimmon, but here in the land of tall corn and frost grape, one brood is all they can manage. I guess we ought to be thankful for that. The opossum tends to get little respect in the north, where the characterization of rat de bois, rat of the woods, seems to prevail. South of the Mason-Dixon line, the opossum seems to have a secure place in the folklore. It is known as a cunning, if irascible, creature, the object of many exciting hunts, a delectable dinner treat. Well, perhaps I exaggerate a bit, but certainly Brer Possum is strictly a southerner, his northern cousins, poor trash. Most of my encounters with the opossum seem to support the northern image. But ugly or not, the opossum has established an important place in local ecosystems, where it scavenges, hunts insects, crustacea, and small vertebrates, and is in turn preyed upon by hawk, owl, coyote, fox, bobcat, and dog. As we look forward to a time when more specialized creatures may find it difficult to survive in the kind of environment we seem bent on developing, the opossum may have just the right combination of traits to survive as long or longer than we can. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.